today I am really excited to chat with Ben Bloodwell and Brian Donnell. They were the cinematographers for the HBO television series We're Here, which premiered this spring. It follows drag queens who were contestants on RuPaul's Drag Race, but now have their own series where they go around to different towns in America, interacting with different folks to talk about their journey and why they want to be part of, or at least take part in, the drag community for at least one night, maybe more. Hopefully we'll see some of these folks as future either contestants on another show, or really just kind of understanding and extrapolating their own queerness or their own queer experiences. So thank you so much, the two of you, for taking the time during this lovely shelter in place that we're actually still in, to speak with me about your experiences working on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks, Kevin.
Yeah, so I want to start with a question around, you know, I think I talked to the costume designers. Each of the episodes has this really lovely, unique look and feel with regards to, you know, the way it's shot and the photography of it all. And each town has its own vibe, and it kind of really perfectly gels with the people who the queens are working with. How, you know, obviously you worked on different episodes, but how did you manage, or you worked together too, of course, but how did you manage that for this series?
Well, actually, I'll just say that we both worked on all the episodes together, but we had a division of labor a little bit.
Yeah.
So talk to me a little bit about the process. It was very interesting because I think Brian and I both, when we first started talking about the project, I think, at least for me, I remember when Brian's name was brought up as the other DP, I was like, well, I'll absolutely do it, but only if Brian is the other DP. And and when we went from the pilot to the series for the first season, we both had this conversation that was kind of like, yeah, you know, I think I want to do it. Do you want to do it? And it was sort of, we both were waiting for the other one to say we would commit to it. Because I think it's very difficult to work together like this for two DPs.
Yeah, but we work together really well. And we've done it on a number of shows in the past. And, you know, especially for Peter LaGreco, the showrunner, we've done a lot of things for him for almost a decade, probably.
Right. And yeah. So with that said, obviously you're right. Like, working together as cinematographers, it's something that happens, but you really do need to create a partnership. How did you kind of blend your styles for this series? Like, what did you do to work together to create like that unique vision for this show?
Well, I mean, yeah, go ahead, Brad.
Go ahead, Ben.
Well, I mean, it's one of the tricky parts of the show is that there are, unlike a lot of sort of shows that are similar in this space, we're following at least three stories per episode. Right. So at the very basic, you know, we're splitting the stories up, and generally, you know, we'll pass back and forth a little bit, but usually each episode, and it's usually decided by Peter and Aaron, you know, way before we get involved there, we're each dedicated to one of the stories, and we sort of follow it through the best, because I think it's very important. I know it's important to Peter and Aaron and to Brian and myself that we're meeting these people and we're giving them a consistent face behind the camera, that we're not just like passing them off to another crew every 10 minutes. So we try as hard as we can to sort of, so usually I'll be with one team, Brian will be with another, and there's usually a third, and we kind of, usually Brian ends up taking two out of the three, because a lot of the times I end up working a lot on the pre-light of the actual show and things
both kind of like interweave what we do a bit. Like, it's not all one or the other, but like I would say Ben has really been like doing some champion work on like the performances and you know, the lighting of the camps and stuff, and I've been doing like a lot, almost 90% of what I do is like the verite kind of stuff,
right?
But you were talking about like what our
you're still there.
Hold on. Okay, sorry, just switched over. Now I can't find you. Where did you go? There we go. Okay. First of all, we've got a bit of a common language. We've always, like, us and Peter have a shared value about, like, you know, we really value what's already there and finding kind of the beauty in what's already there. you know, which informs our verite process a lot, you know, rather than like trying to impose something on things. And, you know, it means being really nimble and receptive to what's presented to you instead of trying to force everything into something. And this was a particularly interesting challenge for us, in that it's kind of divided into three sections, right? There's like the first part, which is a very straight up sort of documentary part. And then you kind of transition into the camp part of it, which is obviously a stagey area, if nothing else. And things do get to be a little bit more staged. And then finally the performance, which is completely, you know, organized, at least the performance part of it. And we
literally a stage.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And we had to try to make all three of these things, you know, interlock, not just visually, but like thematically too. You know, we didn't want it to be like three different shows.
Sure.
There are three different, you know, really different facets of what we were shooting.
Yeah. I was gonna ask you about that, because that's something that it does blend seamlessly, honestly. And that is a really big challenge, honestly, because you are really filming three different types of production or documentary in one actual show. And for that to fit really seamlessly, where you're not seeing the actual scenes, you know, it flows into one, really flows into the other. Did you work with other of the other creative folks to make sure that what you were shooting was transitioning to the screen? How did you navigate, like, really blending all of those styles perfectly?
It was, I mean, I will say, I think it was very tricky. That where that really came up the most, I think, was the what we ended up calling the camp, or like the sort of safe space that we built in each of these towns. And it really, that's where like the rubber meets the road with sort of the real versus the, because we still wanted to stick this very, you know, strict documentary feel. We didn't want to make it feel like a very glitzy stage, but we're in this space that is completely unreal. I mean, there's no,
right.
No getting around it. This is not a space that existed before we got to town. So we sort of came up with sort of a style that of using practicals, but what we would define as a practical is a little broader. So we would start to, like, suddenly things you would find in a stage lighting became our practical sources, and we didn't mind seeing them, but we really tried to avoid, while we were lighting, we tried to light in a way, lighting the whole space 360 in a way that we don't mind seeing a Leico here or a nine light or something like that, that looks like it belongs in there, as opposed to some other lighting units, which probably don't look like they belong there. So that allowed us to sort of walk into those spaces and continue shooting in the style, operating in the style that we've been operating, I think.
Right. It was almost like we had a, you know, our second location, the camp, was a set, and you know, it was their set. And then we shot Verite on that set rather than letting the set kind of be part of what we were doing. If that makes any sense.
No, that makes
the
sense.
Verite stuff, we were trying as much as possible to not influence things, have as few people in the room as possible, never have a boom mic if at all possible.
Right.
Everybody's kind of out of the way. And a lot of times it would just be me, or, you know, my scenes or Ben and his. And, you know, using like really, you know, the light sensitivity, the cameras, and some pretty wide open lenses that, you know, you could just kind of use natural light. Usually we'd turn light off, and so just so that nobody would ever feel like they were on a set at all. And so ironically, you know, for our sake, so then ironically in the camp, although that was a set, like it kind of felt like it was the drag queen's set rather than the filmmaker's set.
Sure.
That makes sense.
Right.
Oh no, totally.
And Marla, I have to say Marla did, I mean, just to give the work Marla did in that, Marla and her team, the art team, it was every time we would walk into that space in the short amount of time, they would transform these spaces into these amazing, crazy, surreal, beautiful, just really just captured the essence of each of the different queens in their space, which was great.
For sure. Yeah. I think the reason why I see the show connecting with a lot of audiences, and I hear a lot of people really celebrating it, they probably, and some folks know the language of Verite and some folks don't, and I think what you did craft in the Verite sense is why the show actually works from a shot perspective, because you really start in that space, and I think it's something I notice with, and it feels authentic. I feel like you know, it doesn't feel, what's the word? My mind mush is happening. It doesn't feel claustrophobic. It feels like it's a very, while it, you are intimate, it doesn't feel claustrophobic. And I think that's one of the things that really sold it for me, at least in the beginning. And then you really take us through the whole experience. Did you guys have experience with drag culture before this, or?
Well, Ben is a drag queen and on the side. I wish I'd had more. I mean, honestly, it was something that I'm really curious about. Didn't have much of a gateway into, and I've been so excited to.
I had very little. And I have to say, I think of myself as a very open-minded person. And when I walked into this world, I didn't even realize I had expectations and they were all thrown away immediately. Mm. I was just blown away. The world it's a whole universe of creativity and stories and just the amount I've learned from those queens and everybody and all the people that the three queens surround themselves with is really, it's so, we talk about it all the time, how frustrating it is to have such a short amount of time because we really want to tell all of these stories, just the troupe that travels with us, the makeup team and they all have these amazing stories and I've learned so much and their creativity and professionalism and is, really I mean, the best I've ever worked with.
Yeah, I always like to think of drag queens because I don't think my first dabble into it myself really was like local stuff. I lived in Ohio for a little bit and we'd have a local show and it feels actually very much like we're here. It feels like that experience. It's that type of production. But like seeing, I'd met Layla who like a long time ago, she probably wouldn't remember me, but I met her when she performed in Boston, and she works on the makeup team with We're Here. But like, just it, I equate it to kind of like the way people talk about soap actors and like their dedication to their line reading and their craft. It is so similar because they hustle and they know the hustle and they know the game and they play it really well because they're so good at what they do. And like, it shows in this, and that's something that I really like seeing. You talked a little bit about like the lighting and the sets and things like that. I know I've talked to the costume designers and they didn't have much lead time. How did you create like these various and wonderful color palettes without as much lead time as you had? What did you do to kind of prep for that with regards to camera work?
Well, I mean, I can tell you from the pilot, I was thinking about, do you remember, Brian, the first, for the pilot, I remember there was a moment, I don't know if anybody talked to you about this, we had been shooting all the Verite stuff, and at one point, we're in the middle of shooting, and we all, you know, Peter was like, oh, we have to take a break, and everyone come in and have a meeting, and we were at, like, I think it was where Johnny or Steve were staying, we just, in the bottom floor, and we just, the queens ran through what a drag show is going to be like for us to film, and we just decided on the spot exactly how we're going to shoot it, and it was so on the fly, it was insane.
Wow.
Like we were literally like, we're going to shoot this tomorrow. And here, you know, piece of literally like, you know, back of a napkin, here's what the show list is going to be. And oh, by the way, we need to project something onto, and you know, you can see, and that's where it's like working with an amazing team. Like Marla is sitting there and being like, okay, we need a projector and we need and Brian and I are sitting there trying to figure out what lighting, and our gaffer at the time was very just, you know, just, okay, let's do it. We'll figure out what local resources we have. And I think, you know, that kind of, we definitely got a lot more, practiced at it and had a little bit more lead time each time, but each time we were sort of landing in the town and then seeing the spaces. Right. And within like 3 or 4 days, we'd have to shoot in both the,
that's right,
you know, the camp and the performance.
Right.
A lot of times they wouldn't be selected until just before or during our shoots. And there was a lot of, you know, again, not a lot of it was like not entirely imposing things on, but like looking for opportunities and then trying to figure out what's best for those.
And trying not to say no to the queens ever. That's sort of the big thing is you don't, you know, there's the immense professionals and they have these visions and you want to execute them, but you also are like, here's what we have on the truck. You know, like, this is what we brought with us. I think very few times. Luckily, we had the kind of crew that was just ready, just didn't know how to say no. So they really delivered for them.
Yeah, and it was great to be collaborative with the queens. I mean, they're just such incredible artists, and it's fun to be able to just sort of be a part of that process for them.
Yeah. I think they're excited. I don't know, but I know that they're excited to have something of their own that's separate from, you know, RuPaul, even though they have a legacy of someone, they're excited. You can see that in the show, and you can see that in the way you all worked together. Like, I've talked to the costume designers, I'm now talking to you all, and you can see this being a very collaborative process that you all really put your heart and effort into. Was there anything that you're particularly proud of? Any episode that stands out to you?
Ben, what do you think? They're all different and they're all fabulous. The things that I'm the most excited about are less about the shooting and more about the stories, you know,
right.
like the was it Twin Falls with Brandon and the, you know, they kind of redid the wedding up there. I mean, that was just such an emotional thing. Like, those are the things that I really think about when I think about the episodes, as far as more than shooting even. But Ben, what would you say?
No, I think it's interesting because there's always, like, I have a list. There's like two lists. There's like the list of like, well, I feel like the show we shot was really the best. It was like episode 5, I think, or what, you know, But then really what it is you remember the moments that might not have been technically beautiful or great or perfect, but there's a moment, like I remember shooting with one of the what's his name's grandfather, Michael's grandfather. And it was like, I was all over the place shooting wise. Like, I was, they did a really good job editing that, is what I would say. Because we're in this tiny space and I'm trying to get enough angles. But like, it just goes to show, it doesn't matter. All the stuff that was technically probably not perfect, like that story was, everyone always talks about that moment with grandpa, and it has nothing to do with me. You know, it's just and those are the moments that jump out. It's just like, I'm so glad we were able to share that story.
Yeah.
You know, and it's great. I mean, it really is. It's amazing to be able to just witness these stories. I think it's definitely why I've gotten into this line of work. I love the photography and all the toys and stuff, but really it's you get to witness and share people's lives that are real lives, you know, they're going
for
through
everything. Sure.
Yeah.
For I mean, sure. I think one of the differences, and probably one of the reasons why Ben's gone into doc, certainly for me, is that like, I don't just have this vision of the way I want things to look, but I want to be involved in real situations and feeling emotion and stuff. And so I feel like a lot of my craft is to, on one hand, just stay out of the way and let people do things as much as they want while trying to make it as smooth and as editable, like as least distracting as possible.
Yep.
But also make it look as cool as possible in the way that will serve the story the best. And so it really feels like, obviously we want things to look great, but like so much of it is about making it, in sync with what's happening in front of me. And it's hard to tell the two things apart a lot of times.
For sure. Yeah, no, I think that's a really good, I mean, I'm a cinematography junkie. I have a friend who got his MFA at Emerson, and we talk about cinematography all the time. And I think the thing that we've actually kind of come to, he's a big doc person. He had a doc that he showed at a festival. And we talk about it from a cinematography, what you're saying about cinematography is so true. It's like the less intrusive you are, or the more, it's really the more collaborative you are with the whole process of letting the emotion unfold on top of getting a beautiful shot. Because there are things that I remember photograph-wise that I would be like, this would be a great still, but it also plays into the emotionality of the show.
Right.
I think that's something that definitely transcended with this series. Like, I think one of my favorite moments, and I'd be curious what you did to shoot, is at the entrance at the monster truck rally. What was filming that like with the with the queens? Because I think it's the moment in the series for me where they're at their most in public. It's like they gave us the most spectacle, honestly, at a very like probably potentially for them maybe not awkward, but like even. Like it's a thing to go into, and then they're riding around on the truck, and it's just like, it's both really beautiful and funny, and like talk about that experience.
I will tell you about riding in the truck, because I rode in the truck with them.
Did you?
And I'll say this: I don't know if there was a little bit of homophobia going on or a little something, but we got like I watched them. They're like, you want to film in the truck? And I watched the family before us, and the truck sort of drives around the course. I'm like, yeah, it looks like fun. It'll be great.
Right.
And then we get in that truck, and the guy's doing like, I felt like he was trying to flip the truck or something. We got these big cameras, and just basically just trying to hold on for dear life. I'm surprised they got any usable footage out of it.
I was shooting from the outside of it, and they clearly loved the footage of you flying all over the place on the inside so much they barely even used any of mine.
I think that episode is probably my favorite. I think it's a great episode. I think it's beautifully shot. The stories are great. The stories are great across the board, though. And you really did a good job of capturing the emotion. I mean, even in imagery, won't forget his grandfather. I think that's he's such a great person. And like, he made your heart break and fill at the same time.
And he's so complex, and he's so not so a complex. He is so many stereotypes, but almost like too many of them. He's just this amazing, thick, juicy person, you know, like he's got so much going on.
He's so many stereotypes, and yet he shatters all of them.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
He's not at all the way you would think. I mean, the funny thing is, like, so Ben, that was Ben's story, the one with the, you know, the three queens in Twin Falls already.
Yep.
And so I knew very little about that. And then when the performance came, like, I'd be shooting backstage, and then I'd come around front and just kind of look for, you know, faces to, like, you know, watching. And I actually had not been primed an awful lot on what the characters were, but that grandfather sitting on the front row, I was like, oh my gosh, I have to watch him. Like, he was like, just instantly looking at me. He was amazing. And I just basically couldn't tear my eyes off of him whenever he was out there.
I do want to say, actually, that I do. One of the things is because a lot of the time I'm involved in a lot of the front of the house stuff, like all of the, and the stuff that I think really makes the show, puts it up to the next level visually, is a lot of that backstage stuff. And that's all Brian.
Yes.
Like, Brian spends all that time backstage and gets those beautiful slow motion shots. And I like, that's the stuff. And you kind of said it earlier about like the visual language of documentary. And you know, I believe, and I think this is something Peter and Brian and I talk about a lot, is that, like, you know, people might not be able to put their finger on what's different about a show that's shot like a verite. Most people don't know the word verite.
Right.
But they've seen a lot of, you know, reality shows. And you know, you'll watch a show like RuPaul's Drag Race, which is shot very well as a reality show, obviously.
Right.
But there's a different visual language that we very consciously decided to use here that's more single camera, documentary. And people don't know why, but they know it because they remember it from documentaries and things they've seen. And so it's sort of it puts you in a different headspace when you're watching these stories, that like, I am not watching a reality show right now.
Right.
I'm actually stepping into these people's lives. And I kind of feel like, even though there might be more people in the room than I know about, but I feel like there's just this camera person and the family in the room at any particular time. But I felt like the epitome of that is that backstage moments. Those backstage moments were like, they were the thing that when I watched it, I was like, oh, this show, this is beautiful.
Right.
And I went, and I also swore that I would never tell anyone that Brian shot all that.
I appreciate you saying that. It's like the perfect lighting situation back there. And there's all these mirrors and everything. And then there's so much emotion going on. It's just like, that's my favorite day, is like, you know, get up at like 7 and get in there and just in there all day, because they're making up that, you know, from like 7 a.m. they're getting all the makeup and costumes done. But I mean, it's you would do the same thing, Ben, back there. It's just a splendid.
I would hope so, but you do it really well.
Work together. That's why I like to work with you. I mean, you know, it's like he says, like, so many of the things that you would not notice, but it just comes down to really simple things, like, you know, I try never to move even slightly if it's not related to something that somebody does. And it could be like, they just move their head, or they look at somebody and then I follow that look, or, you know, it's a change of conversation, but I never try to do anything that's just on my own. So it's like, it means that I'm, and Ben does the same, like, you know, perfectly in sync with people. And so that, like, it almost feels like we are just completely, like, we're not somebody outside of things. We're just there I feel like it's like visual empathy or physical empathy. Like you,
yeah,
it's so much about physical decisions and you just have to do that. And sometimes it's extremely uncomfortable not moving,
right.
You know, for your own reasons, but you just have to only do it when it's like, when something in the, that you're watching is indicating it.
Yeah.
You're just and
I feel like people won't notice that, but right. In the end, you lose the sense of there being a third person there.
Yes. I think you feel like a participant. You're a participant in the room rather yes. than an observer. And that's the, and I think I do have to say, it's also critical to have the right editors to shoot that style, which yes. is very important. Like if you could shoot that way till the cows come home right. and then the editors just use the shots that make it look like a reality show. It's right. sort of a waste of effort. So.
I'm really glad that I when I talk to the cast, there are shows like this and I've seen them before, but this show felt like queer verite, which we don't get a lot of, you know, mm-hmm. and if any, and like, to be honest with you, for me, that's why as someone who's a little bit longer away on their queer journey, this is something that connected with me that other shows don't. You know, and I think it pulls the empathy, it puts, you just said the words that I was thinking or feeling as I watched it, it pulled me into the experience, the way it was mm-hmm. shot, the way the editing works, the way everything kind of intermingles. I was in that space. I wasn't watching, like I wasn't like mm-hmm. just sitting mm-hmm. behind it. You pulled me into the show. And I think that's what makes this show special. And I appreciate the two of you taking the time to speak with me about this experience for you. I hope they bring you back for season two. I'm ready for season two. I know production, well, let's hope production launches soon with certain things.
Yeah.
I know I'm itching for, I hope new content is gonna get held back a little bit, but I'm really excited for season two of this show. I think it was a really special experience for a lot of folks and I hope folks really crave and want more of this. So thank you both so much for getting to speak with me today.
Hey, thank you for having us and yeah. I'm really glad you like the show.
Oh, it's fantastic. You do some really, really great work.
Thank you so much.
Really yeah, thanks. It means a lot. It really does mean a lot to what you said about the show, because that's what we're, you know, you hope yeah. it lands the right way, it sounds like, you know.